Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Nerdtacular Q&A for 2013. We did this last year. We're doing it again. When I say we, I primarily mean me. Hey, it's Scott Johnson here, and Nerdtacular 2013 is right around the corner. July the 5th and 6th. July. It's not how I usually say July. It's also the month of my birthday, which is rather depressing to even think about at this moment. So we're not going to do that. This Q&A is all about you guys in the live chat room and those watching by video or portable audio to call in or to type in your questions about the event, anything you might have about where we're staying, what's going on there, what the hotels are like. I can't think of any questions. That's why you're asking them, because I don't know what to ask myself. The Kickstarter ends tomorrow. Is it Dave? I've got Dave hanging out with me as well. I'm pretty sure he knows the answer to that. I'm pretty sure it ends tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I could look, but... Oh, 58 hours. All right, thanks. 58 hours from now. And maybe you're listening to this after the fact. So that's the beauty of this. We're going to take these questions. We're going to do it live for the folks in the chat room. But there's plenty of you who will get this at home in a different way. I think I'm going to put this on the TMS feed, as well as the Frog Pants feed, the Frog Pants mega feed, so that we can, I don't know, I feel like that's a good spread. It'd be weird to put it anywhere else. Kind of fits on TMS. So anyway, that's the plan. That's what we're doing. Here we are. Let's do this thing. I'm ready for your questions. Go. Somebody in the chat room right away says, Tay Jarek says, has anyone noticed that Snowbird doesn't show up right in Apple Maps? Apple Maps is way behind the curve, and they're slow, and who knows what the hell they're doing with themselves. So as it stands right now, they're not up to snuff. They're working on it. It's getting better, but it ain't up to stuff. Snuff. All right, so get your questions coming. In the way of general information, the event will be July 5th and 6th. It's a 2-day event this year. It will be chock full of panels, musical guests, guests, VIPs from in and around the network coming and being there. It's going to be a grand old time. That's the gist of it. Oh, and it's in Snowbird, Utah, which is this beautiful summer resort that in the winter is a ski resort, but in the summer is this just awesome, perfect temperature, beautiful place. It's only about 8 miles from the valley. The Salt Lake Valley, that is. So we're very excited about it. Moo Hogan says, will there be a t-shirt to buy for those of us who didn't get one on Kickstarter? Absolutely. Shirts will be available in some form via both the event and, of course, the store. So, yes, you'll be able to do that if you weren't able to snag that via the Kickstarter. Hero Prot says, do you not want Apple fans coming? Is this an Android-only event? No, because I'm an Apple fan, and everything I have is Apple stuff, so you and I will fit in just fine. And Android people are also welcome. You know, the whole purpose of the event, if you want the truth, is to show that these two tribes, the iOS and the Android tribe, can get along and find common ground and make peace with one another. We will not smoke a pipe, however. Midzula says, should I get a mountain or valley facing room at Snowbird? Both are gorgeous, so I don't think you'd go wrong one way or the t'other. That's the other thing I want to mention about this location. So we're doing this in this summer resort. The summer resort is more than just, it's not like a big resort. It's actually kind of a very small, in a way, a very small village. Not quite like Park City is a true city, but also kind of a village. This is more like these big major hotels that are like mushed up into the faces of these mountains. It's just gorgeous, right? Don't think like The Shining. Take that out of your equation. It's not like The Shining, all right? In that anything's haunted or that kids will run through the halls yelling red rum while the elevator opens full of blood. That's not happening. But it's beautiful, upset against this backdrop of the mountains and a big, huge view of the canyon that leads down to the valley. It's about 8,500 square feet above sea level, so it's a little, you know, it's up there. It's not the highest. Actually, the highest point in Utah is about 10, which is way far from here. And it's beautiful, and there are swimming pools and a day spa, so bring your wives or your husbands who are the ones who aren't into this stuff, and they would rather spend a day at the spa, whatever. So that stuff's up there. There are like 8 restaurants, multiple bars, all within walking distance of everything. There's a big zip line. There is a tram thing that takes you up to the peak and back. Like all kinds of just general stuff that happens there. And then on top of that, they have in the sort of the base of these big hotels, they have this big convention space. And that's what we're going to be using for most of what we're doing. And by the way, if you put my name, either Scott or Scott Johnson, all one word, in your reply in the chat room, it'll highlight it. So I'll see your questions easier. Cracker Jack says, are most of the restaurants open in the summer too? Yes, they are open. They do boom in business in the summer. They do really well. And this while this is a weekend that they don't normally get a ton of traffic, they will because of us. So that'll be great. There is no N13 official hotel. It is squishy. It is just all of, it's kind of this cluster. And they kind of are all connected, so it's not like you're far away from anything. Let's see. What else? T-shirt on the Kickstarter. What about it? I don't know what that question is. Any DVDs, podcasts, or anything for us that can't attend. So we're planning on streaming all of the panel content and maybe more, but for sure the panel content. So we'll have at the very... See, some of this stuff is a little unknown at this point. We won't know for sure until we get down there in April. April 20th, Brian Ibbett, who's handling all the band stuff this year, and Corinne, who is kind of co-running this, and myself, are all going to be in Salt Lake on the 20th to go up there to scope out the space just to make sure we got all our T's crossed and I's dotted. And part of that will be what our internet and our streaming capabilities are going to be. So hopefully it's like last year. We should have a pretty decent pipe and we can do both video and audio. At the very least, 100% guaranteed we're doing audio streaming. That is an absolute. That's always been true. But I think we'll get video this year as well. But some, again, I won't know this stuff until April, so we'll let you guys know. But that is the plan, so you guys at home can partake in various bits here and there. Scott Johnson, any kind of N13 rewards for subscribers of Frog Pants? Not currently, but I am working with business manager Dave on how to handle those. So the subscriptions were an interesting thing because it was a bit of a... not thrown together real quick, but I knew when we made those or when I put those together that the goal would be each level of subscribership would actually get some rewards of some sort and just didn't have them all kind of worked out. That is being worked out and we'll let you know soon what that is. But hadn't really thought about how it would tie into N13, but maybe. We'll see. But yes, I have large desires to do that for the most generous among you, because you guys are awesome. Fireworks for the 4th, says Lacrimosa. Or fireworks on the 4th in Salt Lake City, where should we go? Here's the deal. If you're going to be here early or here for the 4th, fireworks shows are all over the stinking valley, just spread out everywhere. I don't know which one's going to be the best, honestly, because they're all pretty good. I usually am not one for fireworks crowds. So, and plus I'm going to be swamped, so I probably won't be going around with everybody that night. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see how things go. But there will be plenty of like straight line. Oh, there's one right there to go to. And there's a ton of fireworks going on. And they get pretty hardcore here. So people are into it. Let's see. Sorry, I'm a little slow on these questions. Skipping down. All the rooms will have gorgeous rooms up there. That's absolutely true. All right. Oh, you guys are way ahead of me here. Will there be any coverage of NerdTech? Oh, we already talked about live stuff. So, yeah, hopefully that answers your question there. When will the schedule be available? Trying to decide if I will drive up that morning or if I need to spend the night of the 4th. Ah, great question. So Crazy, are you a local, I assume? This is a good question for locals. They don't have to stay in rooms. You might want to because we got this awesome rate. It's super low, but it's way lower than it usually is, and it might be a good way for you to get away. But if you don't want to and you want to just come up, that's cool. The schedule is basically going to be from about 10 a.m. through as late as people want to be there, because we'll have music and stuff toward the end of the day and the evenings. But basically 10 a.m. to, let's say, 10 p.m. is kind of the range. And there's a lot of broken up stuff in there where there's side panels and tabletop gaming and mingling and all this sort of stuff going on. So while we haven't put out the, and we will very soon, by the way, but we, while we haven't put out the exact schedule up till now, saying exactly how the hours are broken up, that is generally the skeletal structure of it. 10 to 10 each day, 2 days. No fireworks at the resort. I wish there was, but they don't do that up there because there's fire hazards. I think. Is there an Alpine slide up there? I think there is. I'd have to check on that, but I think Alpine slide, I think there is one at the snowbird thing. I'm almost 100% sure on that, but don't quote me just yet. What about kids? Bring them too, says Sandy777. Absolutely. I have a soft spot for kids. I mean, if you listen to any of my stuff, the TMS or any of the other shows on the network, you'll know that I generally hover in the PG to PG-13 range in terms of content or commentary or whatever. You can expect that, I think. I mean, there's a few unknowns. Like, you never know when you get Justin Robert Young a little excited what words he might use. But for the most part, we try to keep it as family friendly as possible. And that's always a goal for me. And I have this cool idea, and I haven't talked to anyone about this yet, just me. But there is at some point during the day, I want to take an hour or half an hour when there's free time. I got to talk to Corinne and Dave, but I want to sit down and I want to do doodles, free doodles for any of the kids that came. So if you brought your kids, I'll set up somewhere and they'll come up and say, I want to see SpongeBob, and I'll do my take on SpongeBob, or I want a picture of a dragon or whatever. I really want to do that. For whatever reason, that's just dinging in my head and I want to do it. So that's the plan. Stuff like that. But kids, yes, kids can come. Absolutely. I love kids. Kids are the future. All right, what else? You're podcasted, yes. Trinity Travis asks, will it be just streaming or will we podcast? Yes, we're going to podcast all the major panels and any content that seems appropriate afterwards. We may get some stuff out of this that we really like and end up using it all over the freaking place. But yes, podcasted content from all the stuff. Film Sacks, live Film Sack will be up on the Film Sack feed. Live TMS stuff will be on here, of course. Panels will be probably on the TMS feed and the Mega feed. So yeah, that's the plan. Definitely going to do all that. Yes, mobile stream will be working as well. Mobile audio stream, absolutely. Let's see. How about... Oh, Dan UK. How would one get to Snowbird from the airport? All right, so there are a couple of ways. Obviously, you can do traditional stuff like rent a car if you're flying in. But there is a very inexpensive, and I forget the exact cost. You know what? I'm going to pull that up. And those listening at home, I realize this isn't the best radio content. This kind of Q&A stuff, but I think it's probably helpful. Let's see. Okay, transportation. Here we go. The Salt Lake City Airport is about 25 miles from Snowbird, about 8 miles up Little Cottonwood Canyon if you're already in the valley. So if you live down in Sandy or something, it's real close. But if you're coming from the airport, it's about 25 miles, which is, again, way shorter. Well, it's about the same distance it was for last year's Nurtacular. It's just a different direction. Again, you can rent a car. There's parking at the resort. There are no parking fees unless you do valet. Okay, so it doesn't cost you anything to do that. But you can also book an airport shuttle through the Snowbird reservation line up to 3 days prior to arrival. So if you guys want to call, 4 or 5 days before you come and say, I want to lock that in and get a reservation for the shuttle service, the rate is $72 round trip or $38 one way. So you could pay $72 and get up there. And then when you leave, you're out of there, all for the same price. Let's see, arrival departure carrier number, blah, blah, blah. So there's stuff on this post on nerdtacular.com that kind of goes through that. So that's an option as well. If you don't have any other regular transportation. Also, my experience is been frog panthers typically are really good about getting their heads together and saying, I arrive at such and such time. Do you guys need a ride? Cool. We're renting a van. You guys want to come with us? Like, get on the forums, stay up on Twitter with the hashtag NTXIII. There's a high probability that you will find like-minded individuals who are carpooling or joining up together or whatever. That happens every year. So let's keep it moving here. Any perks for having a shiny Obey Henry coin? VIP Club Soda Green Room. No, but that's an interesting idea. Scott Johnson, for any of us arriving early, will there be info on group activities for us to go to? Not as yet or formally, but that's something interesting to keep our heads around. Dave, make a note of that one, will you? I mean, I don't think it even has to be much, but here's the thing. A lot of times what happens is you guys come up with your own group activities, like the before and the after stuff when there is no event proper, and we usually, the word about that gets kind of spread around. What I'd like to see happen this year is if some of that is happening or going down, feed some of that information to me and to people in and around this thing, and we'll make sure it gets announced formally so the most people hear it. All right. What else we got here? B4 Tank Girl says she'll be from Monday on, so you'll find her at the pool. That's a good place to be. It's a nice pool, too, so you're going to love that. You guys, I can't even tell you. So in July, it gets pretty hot in the valley. It's probably, you know, 95 to 105 in that range most summers, and that's, you know, July and August are our hottest months. I mean, Utah gets every stereotypic season, right? So spring is just beautiful and cherry blossoms and gorgeous and birds chirping and beautiful temperatures. It's just like you expect spring to be in a storybook. Summer is warm to hot and dry and almost deserty in a weird way in some places. And, you know, things get a little brown or whatever, whereas in the spring, things were, you know, bright green everywhere. So suddenly we have stereotypic summer, and then we have very stereotypic fall. The mountains are covered in orange and yellow, and the leaves drop, and we look like New England during fall. And then winter comes around, and we have freaking too many snow, you know, ski resorts to mention, and way too much snow to care about, and it's a total snow out. It's weird. It's kind of weird, and I love it, though. I'm not going to complain. But in the summer, when it gets so hot in the valley, you guys are going to be up here in July, up in Snowbird, where the temperatures are like 75, maybe 80 at the high end. And it's freaking awesome. No humidity. Oh, it's going to be good. Grammar, you're right about Jury. He's going to drop a lot of the G-dammits. Probably. There will be cheese doodles, Ralph. Let's see. I'm coming from Canada, says Irina. So I'm planning on doing N13 and then downtown SLC for a few days after. Do you recommend renting a car? Anything you recommend seeing? I do recommend renting a car if you can, or you can do buses and stuff. And especially if you're in Salt Lake City, we have a big free light rail system that is clean and kind of awesome. I don't love public transportation generally, but it's, as public transit goes, it's pretty dang good. That's called the Tracks, and you can get around just about anywhere on Tracks, especially downtown. So I would recommend just popping around downtown. A lot of cool historic stuff to go to tour. You can tour Temple Square, which is always fun. You can see a lot of art down there. You know, we have a symphony. We got, you know, cool stuff. If you have time, I think the canyons are awesome as well. And if you have time, getting over to Park City, which would require a car, but getting over to Park City and just checking that out, and Sundance, that whole area there, you'd really get into that. I know I would. Chinbeard, I will doodle for you only if it's your left breast. All right. Is any one of the big producers not coming? So far, no. I'm trying to think. It's just about everyone. I mean, I know he's not doing any shows on the network now and hasn't for a while, and, you know, is busy with his own stuff, but Patrick will not be here, sadly. Patrick from France. I wish he was. His wedding is that same month. That was supposed to be the reason he couldn't come last year, but they got delayed, so that's why he's not coming this year. And I'm sad about that because I really like him. Jeff, thank you for that. In the your note about putting it in the forums. That's awesome. Sorry, I'm catching up here, guys. I'm catching up. Let's take a live call from Chinbeard himself, Mr. Bill Duran. Good morning.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
You know, I just saw Patrick.
You did? We're all cow because he was in PAX in Boston.
That's right.
Yeah.
We hung out for a little bit.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a good man, that Patrick Beja.
That's right, he is. Hardly smelled like cheese.
No, just when he gets over here, he tries to cut down.
Yeah.
It's only when he's over. The man is constantly constipated all the time.
That's right.
Did he tell you about his flight with the oxygen mask getting dropped and all that? Did he talk about that?
No,
I'm dying to know about that. He hasn't said much else. I'd love to know the details. He's basically living my nightmare.
Yeah. So Nerdtacular, we got to talk about the costume contest.
Costume contest, yes.
Yeah.
So is there one? Of course.
Sure is.
Who will run it? Bill will. Why? Because he's good at this stuff. So what are the rules this year? What are you thinking?
All right. Well, it's going to be similar to last year. The main difference is that since we have 2 days, the costume contest day will only be on one of those days, right?
Right, right. The contest itself, yes.
Correct. And we'll do it the same way we did it last year, which is to say early in the day for a couple of hours, we'll have a sign-up period where you show up, get your picture taken, sign up for the thing, give us your information. And then later on in the day, we will have figured out who the winners are, and we'll do a whole show where everyone gets to see all of the costumes, and then we will call up the winners and give them glittering prizes.
Oh, that's brilliant. So no rules about who they are or what they do or like they can't. Can somebody enter if they come and all they have is a Michael Jackson glove on and that's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Still eligible. So, all right.
It's all about inclusion. I want to get, again, as many people as possible there with a costume on. And something to consider, since it is a 2-day event, that doesn't mean don't dress up in a costume on the day that the contest isn't on. What you could do is bring 2 different costumes.
Oh!
I will probably do that.
Yeah.
And so let's say, I'm not sure exactly which day it'll be on, but let's say on Friday is the first day, and then Saturday has the costume contest.
Right.
On Friday, maybe wear more of a casual costume.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you're Tony Stark in a Black Sabbath t-shirt costume.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but next day pull out the Iron Man suit.
That's correct.
Or your Kerrigan outfit or yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Dude, you should do a Kerrigan. You should totally do that.
I really want to do like a dude version of the Kerrigan ghost outfit.
Oh, that's cool.
If I can get a ticket to BlizzCon, I would definitely do that.
Mm.
Just throwing that out there for everyone involved. Who
we may know people. Let's see what we can do.
So anyway, last year was a huge success with the costume contest. I was floored with how many people joined, and everyone had such a good time.
Yeah,
and I want to recreate that, only bigger with more people.
Yeah,
I don't know yet what the prizes are going to be. The next couple of months are kind of insane, so I'm not really sure what's going to go on, but there will be wicked awesome prizes that you can only get if you dress up in a costume.
Absolutely. And you and I will work together on padding that out and figuring out whatever we got to do.
Yeah.
So,
again,
well, awesome. I'm totally stoked about doing that again. That was a lot of fun.
Are you going to have a costume?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Oh, and again, like last year, if your costume is just a hat, like last year we had a hat category.
Yeah.
We want to get as many people doing it as possible. So we will, when I get more stuff figured out, I will announce the categories, and then you can pick a costume that sort of fits one of those categories. And it'll be a range of as little as a hat to as extravagant as a full on set of armor or something. So
right.
I want to fit a wide range of people.
All right.
Interests.
I like that you've broadened the scope. And
that's right.
Right along with the show itself. All right. Well, awesome, dude. Bill Duran, man. I will. We'll talk soon about more of this, but very excited about your role in this.
Woo.
See you, brother. All right. Bill Duran's good people. Shut up, Dave. I'm not doing the cosplay thing. No way, man. Scott Johnson wants to know if there's... Oh, thanks, Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you for fielding some of these that I'm missing. Very much appreciate that. C. Michael Cooper wants to know if there's any minimum age for kids allowed. No, we're not going to be picky about that. There's a minimum... The way we're doing it for tickets is if they can sit in a chair on their own, then they need a ticket. if they can sit in your lap and they're that young, if they're like a little 2-year-old or something, then you don't need a ticket for those little ones, if that makes sense. And we'll just, you know, that's kind of the honor system. Don't bring your 15-year-old and have them sit on your lap the entire time. That's what I'm getting at. All right. What else do we have going on here this morning? Let's see. Need some questions here. Frogfan 4671. It is a serious issue with drinking and altitude. Coming from Texas, only the drinking is serious. It is if you don't keep hydrated. And the thing is, I know you guys aren't a bunch of drunk idiots, so it's not like I'm worried about you being overboard. I'm a little worried about Jerry, but again. that is a thing. They tell you to be very careful drinking alcohol at higher altitudes. And while this isn't the highest of altitudes and isn't by any means the highest altitude in Utah or even other Western states, or even in this country, not even close, it's still up there, especially if you're coming from lower lying areas. If you're coming from Florida, this is going to feel like a big different thing. And if you drink in high altitudes, that can be very bad, but only if you're not staying hydrated with water. Hold on, I just dropped my other pair of glasses. Ugh. So if you're drinking lots of water, kind of equal parts water, I know that kind of waters down your alcoholic intake, but that's kind of the point. You stay super hydrated and you'll be fine. Not a problem. But do be smart that way, you know. Grammar, yes, I'll wear my Princess Leia gold bikini. Not a problem. I'll totally do that. Any other non-frog pants celebs going to be there? Like Hodor. We're working on a couple of things. Hodor doesn't seem like a very big possibility because he'll be in the middle of production then on various projects. So I don't think we will see him there, although he would fit right freaking in. Now, have I formally asked him? No. Could I? Probably. Sorry. I got a text from someone. I got to answer this real fast. It's about taxes. Yep. He's there. Okay. It's my wife. Yeah. What was I saying? I don't know what I was saying. There's some possibility. I don't know if I can say names yet. Let's just say some people who work at a video game company that I really like might be attending, a prominent person from that organization. But all of the VIPs that do stuff in and around the network are coming. Terpster will be there. Randy, me, Brian and Brian, both Brians, of course. Veronica, Nicole, Tom, Mark, Steven and his crew, Scott Fletcher. Of course, Scott Fletcher. What, are you kidding me? You can't do this without him. That would be effed up, brother. Who am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anybody? And a few friends of the network, you know, like Adam Christensen from the Mattcast will be there again with his family. A whole bunch of guildies. Big AIE presence will be there. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Who will get more drunk, Terpster or Jerry? Probably Terpster can put it away. I don't know. I haven't been around a drunk Jerry, so I mostly kid when I talk about him, but I have seen Terpster pretty drunk. And it's something. Not the worms people, but it might be. Well, I'll just pull that Johnson for now. Scott Johnson, what kinds of items will be on sale? Last year I bought the Rage Quit Relief Herbs. Anything new? There will be booths, and they're all still being finalized who's going to be there and what they're going to offer. We're going to have a much bigger presence in terms of t-shirts, prints, pins, knickknacks, doodads, that kind of stuff. All as cheap as we can make it. All in an effort to have you guys have a good time without, you know, breaking the bank. Oh, one thing I did want to mention real quick. One of the nice effects of a successful Kickstarter, as that thing has been driven up and driven up, is that we've been able to drive ticket prices lower and lower. So originally, for a 2-day event, we were going to have to charge somewhere in like $89 range for just ticket buyers. And as it's gone on, we've actually been able to get those tickets down as low as 44. I believe right now it's 44.95. Dave, can you correct me if I'm wrong? They're not up yet. They will be on the first, but thank you. Yes, we've got those down for 2 days instead of, you know, nearly double that, 44.95 per ticket, which is, I'm so happy to be able to do that. And you guys are making that happen. So that and just other things are just going to be more affordable, easier access, better for everybody, because this community freaking rocks. Will I be signing prints? Yes. Carrot, all of the panels will be streamed. We're trying to figure out, we'll know soon whether that's all video or just some of it audio or both or all or whatever. We don't know yet. We're working on that. Yeah, I know. Shinogo, we try. That's the goal. I mean, that's the whole point. The events like this usually cost a whole lot more than this, and I'd prefer to not do that. The whole goal of this is so we can all get together, not make a bunch of money. Ralph's on the line. Ralph, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Well, it's been a year ago since I called you for this exact same thing.
I remember this, the Q&A last year. Ralph called. I was just thinking that. What's on your mind?
I still don't know how to draw a bird.
You still don't know how?
No, it's okay, though. Everybody stopped playing Draw Something. So
you had a year, man. A year.
I haven't been, like, practicing or take any lessons or anything.
Yeah, spending your Saturday nights up trying to draw birds?
No.
Oh, all right. Ralph, are you coming this year? What's your plan? What are you doing?
I bought stuff. Unless something horrible happens, I will be there.
Ah, fantastic. Having Ralph there will be a huge boon. So speaking of AIE, man, Ralph carries much of the AIE mantle as part of the officership that he belongs to, and having him there will be a good representation, along with many others, I'm sure. I think Stig's coming again. I think.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No kids for him this time.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think they with the fourth they're doing something else, and then the red eye or something. He said.
Just him and his wife coming.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Good for them. A little time away.
And I saw people in chat asking about Molly. Kim.
Yep, she's coming.
And I believe, all the late ladies
are coming. That's true.
Yeah, from what I know. So yeah,
that's all very exciting.
My big box O games.
Oh, good, because that's another thing. Okay, great. This actually brings up something I meant to bring up here, and I'm glad you brought it up. So we're going to procure a bunch of games as well, board games and stuff. But I am under no illusion that what I pick or choose or bring will apply to all senses and all people's tastes and everything. And so what I'm hoping is a lot of people will bring some of their favorite pen and paper / board games to the event so that they can teach people how to play them or kind of have the games they want to have there along with whatever we bring. The one thing I can guarantee you is you'll never find a more honest or respectful group of people than Frog Pants people, and no one's going to smash your cards or lose your dice. Everyone's going to take good care of whatever you're doing. So that's a good point. Bring, if you've got stuff you think is cool, like I'm going to bring, where is it? I thought I had it right here. Oh yeah, here it is. So I just picked this up. I haven't actually, I've only played it once, and what I played I loved, but I was real bad at it. But it's Eminent Domain. You heard of this one?
I have heard of it. People have recommended it to me, but I have no idea what it is.
I want to say it was originally a Kickstarter board game. It's like a 4X strategy game, kind of, nice. Civilization in space, but done with cards and pieces and boards and stuff. And shockingly easy to get into for what it sounds like.
Cool.
It sounds hard and complicated. Not. And I had a ball, and you can play quick games, and it's with, you know, a small group of people around a table. It's perfect. So that kind of stuff, people, you should be encouraged to bring board games, pen and paper, you know.
Oh, yeah. Though the huge things last year, obviously the Cards Against Humanity. Right. That was crazy. And Munchkin.
Munchkin was huge.
We tried to get some magic going last year and weren't really able to do it with all the other games. But right. I know there's a lot of people this year that are bringing the magic and are planning to have some little, I guess even like a mini tournament, even whatever
tournaments
it takes.
And stuff, yeah.
If you get 8 people that want to play, boom, that's a tournament.
Yeah, and I've asked Blizzard always coughs up some really cool stuff every year for us for the event, and they're going through what their possibilities are this year. Last year it was so much stuff I had to rent a truck to move it all. This year will probably be a little bit less than that, but they're going to possibly at least some of what I've requested is a bunch of TCG sets and stuff, so there'll be even an opportunity for people who want to play the WoW TCG there as well. Not Hearthstone. Not I don't Hearthstone. Have that. I don't have that. I wish I did.
That looks very cool.
It looks amazing. Can't wait to play it. Oh my gosh. Actually, beta should be going out right around the time we're doing this thing, so we'll see.
I just saw Sales Geek say that if someone wants to do a tourney, have them contact him.
Oh, okay.
That could be cool with actual prizes instead of just accolades.
All right, Sales Geek in the chat room, everybody, get with Dave.
All right,
Dave.
I will. He's only like 40 miles from me, so
yeah, you guys can hang out and like eat chicken and stuff.
Yeah.
Chicken. Ralph, anything else going on you want me to mention? Anything? Any other questions? Any other thoughts?
You know, we got AIE hats.
Oh, that's right. You can go to the store now and get them, right?
Yeah.
Frogpants.com/store or just click the store link there and you'll find these AIE hats, and they are limited quantities. So,
and when they go away, we'll get more.
That's right.
It will be a while.
The speed is of the essence, so get them. And yeah, they'll get more, but for now, they're kind of the hot thing, and they're going pretty quick. So if you guys want one, they're at the store now. Good mention.
And we have also something else coming soon, but it's going to be one of those Paula Johnson things for now.
All right. AIE condoms, everybody. You heard it here first.
Yes.
Ralph, go eat some chicken. Talk to you later. So that's another thing I wanted to mention. Somebody asked in here, will Geek Food be doing anything at Nerdtacular? And Sandy777, they will be. They're going to be one of the booths. They're going to have some stuff there. I don't know exactly what they're planning, but yes, they are planning on doing something. Also, I want to point to Schnago's question, will there be a movie? Right now, there's no plans to, and there's no place really up there to do it. Lots of options could happen down in the valley, and so I'm not ruling anything out. But as it stands today, like, you know what we may do? Like, this is just an idea. But I might be able to work something out for, like, that Sunday night when some people are still around, you know, and we just do a smaller kind of thing. I don't know. We'll have to work on that. Okay. Swag bag talk in the chat room's all good. Dave's right about all that. Let's see. Pick Dungeon Room. My brother made it. Oh, well, I'll play whatever, dude. Oh, FrogFan4671 has a really great question about panels and when they will run. Will panels be happening simultaneously, or will we be able to see everything? There will be the core panels, which are the big stuff, the live film sack, the live Frog Pants panel, the TV and film panel, the video game panel. These big ones will be exclusive, happening, nothing else going on at the time. So when you come to the Frog Pants producers panel, that will be, or let's say Frog Pants All-Stars contest, that'll be locked in for that hour and a half or whatever it is, and there will be nothing else during that time. While we do the breakout session stuff for gaming and hanging outs and getting pictures and signing and all that stuff that's going to happen throughout both days, during some of those chunks of time, there may or may not be other things going on, and that stuff is being solidified now, but there are going to be kind of optionally little things going on. So there might be, Schwood and Jury might do an NSFW in a room somewhere, or Tom and Jury might do FSL tonight in somewhere or something, or, you know, these kinds of things. Ladies of Leap might be doing something. So there will be those kinds of possibilities, and I'm going to be popping in and out of all that stuff as well as the kind of the casual areas. So I hope that makes sense. That's the plan right now. I would love to play Hearthstone right this freaking second. I'm with you, Starman. Let's see. Any more questions here? Let's see. Any more unannounced reward tiers, stretch goals for people who can't make it? Dave, I'll let you deal with that, because I don't know if we are. All right, you got my answer on the movie. Jeannie says, remember to eat. I will. I'll eat. If when I don't eat, because I get nervous and I don't eat when I'm nervous, I get super lethargic. And at some point during the last 3 Nerdtaculars, I have nearly fainted. You haven't seen when I have, nor would you ever know it. You can all guess when you think it was, but I'll bet you'd be wrong. There is a moment in every year since 2010 forward, 2010, 2011, and 2012, in all 3 of those years since we started doing this more longer form thing, there's been a portion of that day where I fell over, or almost fell over dead. You guys almost saw me faint on camera and in front of everybody on stage. It came real close. So hopefully I'll do all right with that higher elevation. All right, I'm going to call Dave real quick because he's got a comment to make about KS issues, Kickstarter issues. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Dave Michael, everybody. He is a huge force for good and right in the effort to make Nerdtacular happen.
I'm really glad you qualified that.
Yes.
Statement.
So you had some Kickstarter stuff you wanted me to bring up, or at least hear you say. What do you got? What is it?
Yeah, just some simple stuff to let people know. We've got the last 53 hours to go. There are a couple of packages that are still available that we're going to make some changes to, and I figure this is a good place to tell people, and then we'll put it on there.
All right.
One is that we still have two seats available for the Battle of the Frog Pants Stars.
Yeah, that's the scariest. And it's the scariest thing to buy, dude.
I know. I think people are afraid. So what we're going to do is we're going to sweeten that a little bit, and it will apply to the two that are already purchased as well, but we want to give people an incentive. We're going to go ahead and add in the reserve seats that we have as a separate thing. You know, everybody doing who does that will get the reserve seats. We're also going to throw in a T-shirt on that as well, one of the limited edition T-shirts that we're doing.
Right.
So we just want to do a little, you know, we'd love to be able to do that event, you know, and so we just need two more people. So we just want to mention that.
Sweeten the pot, just sticking a little sugar cube in there. I got it.
Yep, and we have a couple of specific packages, which someone had just asked about. While we're not planning to add more, we have some that are planned for the people who can't attend. We want to have them have the chance to do some of the special kind of stuff like we're doing for people. So while someone has already purchased the design and episode of Coverville package, we do still have some opportunities for people to be in one of your comics.
Oh, fantastic.
And,
yeah,
and one to be on a Frog Pants TV episode with you doing some StarCraft.
Yeah, action. And keep in mind, the StarCraft thing only requires you to have Skype and StarCraft. You don't have to be in studio. You don't have to be on camera. Like, none of that stuff has to happen. All you have to do is either team with me or play against me in a fun match of StarCraft with me and some other friends for an episode. And that is a no-brainer. That's totally doable, fun thing we can do without you having to be overexposed, whoever you are out there. That's all good stuff, Dave. I was going to say something about the guest spot in a comic. For those who may not be aware, I just relaunched the myextralife.com site with a whole new design in an effort to put the focus back on the comic and make things simple, very lightweight, super speedy and fast, be able to handle it when something big happens, like a Mashable link or whatever. And that got done yesterday. And it looks awesome. I love it. I love how it flows. It's great. So, go check it out at myextralife.com. And that is where your guest spot would be in a comic, a 12-year-old comic strip. Dave, that's how long I've been doing that thing. Hold on. 2001. That's not even right. 2001. Sorry. This June, it'll be 13 years, right? 12 years. 12
years.
12 years. I can't do math. So be a part of history, everyone, and have your likeness included in a future strip. And go check it out, Kickstarter.com. Search for Nerdtacular. You'll run right into this year's event. Don't look at last year's. That already happened. Looking at this year's. Anything else, Dave?
Those are the only ones. You know, everybody's been very great and supportive on the Kickstarter. We appreciate all of that. And, you know, we just... two more days and we'll be done. So we just want to, you know, bring up those last couple of things for people.
And Dave will hug every one of you at the event. That's a promise.
Yes, that will be the sixth stretch goal.
Oh boy. All right, dude, I'll talk to you soon. There goes Dave, everyone. Making it happen. Making the heart heavy lifting easy for me, to be honest. That's the truth when I say that. All right, back to your questions here. How far is In-N-Out from Snowbird? In-N-Out is right down the valley, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes from where we are if you had to go there. It's Five Guys you want to eat at, though. All right. Oh, and I didn't mention this, and I meant to, and I'm just a big dummy. _ Funk, who is in the chat room, did the work on the site and did amazing work in record time with peak efficiency. And you should use him for any... you should pay him money to do things for you. Because it was totally worth it for me. Absolutely love what he did. And I'm stoked about it. He did things that other web people told me I couldn't do. Other people told me what some of the stuff we did to change what we did and stuff. It wasn't actually possible. Which I should have known was BS. But he cleared all that up. Mitzula says, I'm coming from Vegas. Yeah. Do you need me to smuggle anything into the lovely state of Utah? Yeah, if you could bring a gallon of whatever it is they're putting in the air at the Aria to make it smell good, you can bring that. That'd be great. I love Vegas. We're going there in July. I'll be there later that month in July for my birthday. My wife's taking me there for my birthday. Isn't that nice? I think we're flying. What else? You guys got any other questions? We're pushing about 45 minutes. I can go for another 15 if you guys want. Frogfan4671 says, is there an event that allows people who are from the same state to meet and greet? No, that's interesting, though. I mean, we want people to be able to congregate any way they'd like, but we haven't done anything formal in that way. We'll jot that down as a thing. But I don't know what that... I'm not even sure what that would be, but... We'll figure it out. Lacrissimosa says, if you had to pick one burger place in SLC, what would you choose? Well, one place. I mean, if I got to go somewhere and I need it quick, it's Five Guys every time. That's so freaking good. But I know I've had better burgers that are just like fancier and more expensive somewhere, but I can't think of them. Crown Burger's all right. But that's more, I don't know. You can't go into Crown Burger unless you have a mole on your face. It's a long old story. Yeah, Sales Geek made a point. There are multiple social point there's tons of time during the event where you will have mingle and social time. It's just gonna be a piece of cake. Like, to find time with people you like or to meet or learn things about new people, whatever, there will be copious amounts of that happening all the time. So that you don't have to worry about. Okay, Scott Johnson, driving up from Arizona. Anything to see along the way? Well, I love the Arizona desert, and I love the Utah desert, so you're going to get to see my favorite thing, which is the desert. But if I were you, I would stop at all the weird little things on the side of the road, like little sideshowy things, like the most important rocks you'll ever see or whatever signs you see on the road. Just pull over and see those, because they're always awesome. I freaking love that crap. Last time I was in Arizona, we stopped probably 20 times at various little off the road, off the freeway, just stupid, looking buildings that were like, the home of the first fossil, or first dinosaur fossil ever found, which is complete bullcrap, or come see the three-legged horse, or, that kind of stuff is some of my favorite things in the world, so you can do that. Yeah, the Andrew Allen Trio will be there to perform. I'm very excited about that. Thanks for the reminder there, Nightmare. Along with George Robb, John Anilio, Same Sex Mary. Lots of music this year. Excited about it. We opted this year, instead of going with one big act, we decided to, with a small opener or something, we decided to go with a bunch of acts. And I think that's going to go well over 2 days. Jeannie, that is only good and right. That you should only eat burgers if they're well done. That's the only way to eat a burger. Not Nerdtacular related, but have you tried NimbleQuest? You'll love it, Scott. Yes, Andy Nico. I did. I downloaded it last night, started playing it a bunch, and it is awesome. I noticed Blizzard's Corey Stockton was talking about it on Twitter, and I thought, I heard about this, but he's really into it. I tend to kind of like the same game types he does, so I thought I'll finally try it. So I tried it last night. It's awesome. You combine Snake, that's not NimbleQuest. NimbleQuest. NimbleQuest was what I used to play in high school, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's awesome. It's like Snake and an RPG mixed. It's crazy. The old Snake, and when you hear me say Snake, you heard me right. It's weird. Anyway, might be able to attend this year. Still up in the air. Would be coming from Roswell. Any place I should go in particular? Well, Roswell sounds awesome. I'd like to go there. So don't forget about us. Hotels, not really Irene-ing. Hotels around here, all nice. There really aren't any dumps. So, geez, anything downtown, uptown, midtown, they're all nice. I like Little America. It's old, but it's cool. We're actually staying at the Grand America this weekend. We got some Groupon deal. And so for Easter, Easter Sunday, well, Saturday and Sunday, we'll be staying there with the kids. Will it be yet another Prizocalypse? And yes, there will be a bunch of stuff. I don't know how much free stuff from Blizzard this time. It probably won't be as many shirts because it was just—it's a management nightmare for us to have to get all that up to the up there. But we'll have a plenty of stuff from Blizzard this year, and it'll all be good. But that was just chaos. Oh man. Oh yeah. Don't get crazy's right. Don't stay at the Quality Inn and near the SLC airport. That's pretty bad. And don't go to West Valley. Yeah. These are good. These locals know their stuff. Don't drink the water in Magna. Don't go to West Valley. Don't wear a pink thong in Temple Square. I mean, that's all you'd wear, like on the outside. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was Mario Chief. It was kind of too crazy. There were too many shirts. We would. I mean, not we were willing to take whatever they gave us, but we're just going to try to hone that a little bit this year. See what we can do. All right. Any other questions from the gallery here before I close this up? I feel like there's. I feel like we've covered most of the important bits. Kearns is all right. Sorry, we're still talking about local places to go or not go. It's all right. Kearns is all right, Nightmare. It's all right. It's all right. Boy, a lot of locals in here today. That's awesome. You know, I started Nerdtacular for the locals, and it's all the foreigners who took it over. Like, over the last couple of years, it's by far and away more of a everybody come here thing instead of people here. But it's nice to see some representation this year from the locals. My peeps. All right. Well, I think that's everything. I'm going to close it down. Dave, anything I'm missing? Got anything you want to tell me before I before I close this down? Sorry, I'm just checking all my messages, make sure I didn't miss anybody. Cracker Jack. My girlfriend will be wearing a swimsuit. Should it be a one piece or two? Well, if you're asking me, I say two piece. And which piece is the one piece? Oh, you mean like a whole, like a, okay, full body one. Never mind. I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm being a little creaky, but not creepy. When I see your girlfriend, Cracker Jack, I'll make sure to shake her hand and say hello. You seem like a very nice lady, and walk away. Yeah, there will be a projector and a stage, and yes, I should mention, so some of the space there. We'll have the main room we do panels in, like a big ballroom, and that will have microphones and tables and panel microphones and, you know, like what you're used to seeing. We'll have a bunch of art in there hanging everywhere to kind of be nerdtacular-y, and there's enough room in there for everybody, and we may be able to even break out into the second one behind it if we sell, you know, enough tickets to require that. I forgot the other thing, the iPhone app. Oh, Jeannie, you're just on. She's on this. So Nicole Spag is a secret app maker. That's what she does a lot of in behind the scenes. People don't know this so much, but she does really good work. And she's got an iPhone/iOS app. It'll work on the iPad as well. Universal app that it will be free, I think. I think it's free. I hope it's free. I think that was the plan for that one to be free. And it will be hitting any time now. It's submitted to Apple, just waiting for approval, and it will be out. I can't remember the deal on the Android bit. I can't remember if she's simultaneously doing that or not. I meant to know that before I came here. Coverville, what are you doing, dude? Aren't you supposed to be like melting in the sun somewhere in Houston or getting kidnapped by some Mexican drug cartel? Like, what's going on? I have this all planned out in my head. Anyway, other than that, I think that's it. Have I forgotten anything? I feel like I have. Just, you know what? Best thing to do, as always, follow me on Twitter, @ScottJohnson. I guarantee you I will tell you all this stuff and more as it comes to light. We'll know a lot more in April when me and Corinne and, of course, Brian will be here. We're going to scope it out more. Let's finalize a couple things, bunch more stuff between then and now. So yeah, It's all going to be great. T-shirts on sale? Don't know. Dave, what's our plan? I think we'll probably wait. Well, I don't know. Maybe we won't wait. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that sooner than I think. I don't know. But it's all going to be good. And I'm super stoked. And so is everybody involved. And it's important to me to once again publicly thank the following individuals. I want to thank me. Just kidding. Don't thank me. But I want to thank Corinne, who kind of heads this up on a local level and really makes this all happen. Without her, I'd be dead. I want to thank Dave Michael, who is also a crucial key cog in the wheel. I can't do this without him either. And Brian Ibbett, who is making the music side of this sing and happen. And of course, the Frog Pants All-Stars thing is going to be awesome. But I can't do music management stuff, and he is really good at it. And without him, we wouldn't have bands, and we wouldn't have that kind of entertainment at the show. And he just knows this stuff like the back of his weird, misshapen hand. So I can't do it without these three. And there are many, many, many more people involved. Nicole with the apps and other people doing other things and a bunch of you doing things. And big thanks to everybody for helping with it. I'm slightly terrified and excited about July. I'm terrified because I always am, and that's just me. And this is where my anxieties lie, is trying to make sure I put on the best event possible for you guys. And I will stress every minute of the day until that day comes, thinking that I'm doing it wrong. But then it'll happen, and it'll go great, and it'll be amazing. And then I'll have about 2 months to relax, and then we'll be thinking about it all over again. but I'm really stoked. The main reason we do this is the 100% reason we do this is so we can hang out with you and have a personal relationship with listeners, with fans, with followers, and tear down these walls, Mr. Gorbachev, to actually say, look, here's a chance for us to just forget about all the formality of the internet. Let's actually just get together and hang out and show each other what we're made of. So I'm real excited. All right. Coverill's right. We have top men working to make sure Scott eats top men and women. All right. That's it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this special Q&A session. Again, follow me on Twitter. That's at Scott Johnson for the latest updates and details about Nerdtacular and what it's about. You can go to nerdtacular.com. You still have 50-plus hours left on the Kickstarter. If you'd like to support it, you sure can. That's at Nerdtacular. You can get it at Nerdtacular as well, but you can just search for it on Kickstarter. As always, frogpants.com is going to have updates and stuff. Hashtag for Twitter and for other social media stuff. Use NTXIII, right? Nerdtacular 13 is what that stands for, or 2013. Nerdtacular, so it's NXT or NTX. What the hell is it now? I got to type it out. All right, sorry, NTXIII. There. Use that in Twitter, and everybody can follow your stuff. They can make lists and stuff, and that'll help us all stay together. So my goal is from now on, any Nerdtacular related posts on Twitter, I will put that tag in there. So you guys can pull it out and have it separate from your crazy feeds. Okay? Okay. Sounds good. That's it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time for another episode of What the Hell Am I Doing?